1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two busted water mains have cut off tap water to many in Atlanta for days. One's fixed, say city officials, but the other... Dig that crazy gushing. Captured up close in person by ABC's Faith Abube at the scene in Atlanta. Wind that was spreading flames along the fire lines. About 50 miles outside San Francisco, thousands of acres burned. It started yesterday near Tracy, California, in a remote area, but now the wind is dying down. Prime Minister Netanyahu's office insisted didn't know in advance about President Biden's Friday announcement on a permanent Gaza war ceasefire and releasing of hostages. That from an Israeli government official. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby saying several times...
This was an Israeli proposal.
The Netanyahu advisor says Hamas must be dismantled and the hostages released first. Jury selection tomorrow in Delaware in the trial of Hunter Biden, the president's son. Three felony gun charges. This is ABC News. Accusing China of helping Russia to try to disrupt an upcoming peace summit in Switzerland on the war in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky.
More than 100 countries and international organizations have confirmed their participation in the summit.
The Ukrainian leader making a surprise appearance at a global security conference in Singapore. More than 60 U.S. World War II veterans have arrived in Paris to take part in ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944, the Allied invasion of German-occupied France. They were welcomed by Philippe Etienne, president of Mission Liberation and former French ambassador to the U.S.
Your presence here in France symbolizes not only the spirit of fraternity and solidarity that prevailed during those dark years, but also the unbreakable alliance between our two nations.
American D-Day veterans are between 96 and 107 years old. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the U.S. dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times. Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
There was a time you could do no wrong. When everything was perfect to me, you gave your heart and I held on. Kept it under. Drop the gun, couldn't stop the bleed. It's not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go. But when you've been haunted, moving on, all it leaves you with ghosts. Sit out on the lawn, look up at the sky, talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and now it's done. Still don't know why.
Still hear you and
it's not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go.
Yeah.
feel anything, then my brain takes over. 'Cause the ties to my heart and wires kickstart electricity flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel it stay. I'm not alright. The end.
your rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy O for the big game. The Lazy O Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't you see me? I told you once or twice, and I don't believe me. I could have had a vice, could have lived a free bee, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and ways.
Get your riddle out. Max Inc. Sunday night on Civic Media. We are local music with Geology Club out of Waukesha and Teenage Love. Amelia Ford before that with Loyal. She walked away with some hardware at the Whammies this year. Congratulations to Amelia. Coming up at 8 o'clock is Shane Christopher Neal and the Indie Rock 45 show. Independent music from Canada, North America. It's going to be pretty cool. It's the debut show. Check it out tonight at 8 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got music on the way from M. Shays, Louie and the Flash Bombs on the way. Right now it's Bird's Eye and Sky High. It's Max Inc. Sunday night.
Bird's Eye Crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Bird's Eye Crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Bird's Eye Crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Bird's Eye Crew, we pack it in, pack it in. Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again.
Pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. So pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. So pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Try to steal another glimpse of God. I gain respect just from dealing with these simple snouts. My phrase connects and leave them reeling like a vicious rhythm. Praise the text or blame the technique. My flow aims at best to drain the dead sea. The famous medley remaining deadly. The frame of Teddy with the brain of Eddie. These red beams are aimed at anyone who claims to be highly trained while they strain to speak. You can't stop the train to try to tame the beast. So just chop your veins and remain at ease. Now listen, with every snare hit, I share spit. With every note strum, that's another quote spun. With every key played, that's another tree blazed. Till the hook comes back, and what's done is done. Your third eye through, you heard I grew a guess from the herb I blew. I see my secret to success ain't from the birds I flew. That's true, if the shoe fits, I'll pick up some new kicks. Wear them out the store, walk a mile or more. To be sure, I blaze my own trail. And the more I explore, the more my soul sails. Proof that I won't fail. From first times through to the last one ends. Every verse I drew from the words I knew. But it's new, every second song drove another lesson home. Time will change minds as quick as Smith and Wesson's blow. I lead life like a chord progression. Hit the wrong notes, no frets, just work to lessen. Here's a question for those that try to lessen my flows. How many hoops I gotta jump through for best in the show? We go.
Pulling me through time with abandoned rhymes. Sky high with a bird's eye.
It's a Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. Pack it in, it's a Bird's Eye Crew, we back again, back again. So So pack it in, pack it in. It's the Birds Eye Crew. We back again, back again.
Want to be like that? That's Louie and the Flash Bombs. Maxing Sunday night on Civic Media. We are local music. Coming up, we'll do some After August. We got the Indie Rock 45 show with Shane. Encore of Live in the Lair at 9, and I'll be back at 10 o'clock with Max Inc. Heavy. Right now, it's M. Shays, Middle of Nowhere, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Thank you.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.